Welcome to Day 3. Today's devotional is, We Are Created in His Image, by Melissa Hartley. Let's begin today's devotional with worship with Dave Bell.
Lord, we worship You in Your holiness and in Your magnificence. You truly are a magnificent God.
Magnificent God,
magnificent God,
magnificent Lord,
magnificent Lord,
we worship You, we worship You, we worship You, magnificent God.
Thank you.
Today's devotional is, We Are Created in His Image. Have you ever sat and looked at a young child's Crayola drawing of their family? Dad, mom, brother, sister, and maybe a pet all lined up on the page. Probably what you saw created by their hands were stick figures with really big heads, no ears, very little hair, and oversized eyes. More than likely, to us, this creation bears little resemblance to the child or their family. However, to the child, in their eyes, the picture is a masterpiece finished with great pride. If we could see through the eyes of the child, we would understand that every person portrayed on that page is perfect. And most importantly, every person depicted is greatly loved. It is the same with you and me. We were created in God's image, and He is our artist. Genesis 1:27 says, So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. We are God's greatest masterpiece, yet we seldom see ourselves the way He sees us. Looking through our eyes, we see so much less than what God sees. We struggle with accepting and fulfilling the greatness God has planned for us. When God looks at you and me, He sees His child, created to fellowship with Him, and created to do great things. Our Heavenly Father took His time to creatively and perfectly design each of us. His greatest masterpiece is you and me. Genesis 1 tells us that at the end of each day of creation, the Lord rested and said, All that He made was good. Yet something was missing. You and I were missing. So He made man in the image and likeness of Himself. We weren't created last because we were an afterthought in creation. No, we were the special finishing touches. In fact, after He created man, God said it was very good. When God looks at us, He doesn't just see someone good. He sees someone He greatly loves. Yes, He sees someone very good. Secondly, when God looks at us, He sees someone created to do very good things. Ephesians 2:10 tells us, For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. We were not just created to reflect God's image in who we are. We were created to reflect His image in what we do. Let that sink in. It's not just who we are, but it's also about what we do. 1 John 2:5 and 6 says, By this we may know that we are in Him. Whoever says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same way in which He walked. So since we are created in His image, you and I are called to walk like Christ. What does that look like? To walk like Christ is to see others as He sees them, and to treat everyone with loving kindness. Excuse the cliche, but we should ask ourselves more often, what would Jesus do? So, the next time we look in the mirror, let's see what God sees. Let's look at our life through God's eyes. When we do, you and I will see someone very good, who was created to do very good things. We are created in His image. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank You that I was created in Your image. Help me to see the reflection of You in my life. May Your likeness and the likeness of Your Son be reflected in all that I am and all that I do. And may I also see others through Your eyes of grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a moment and reflect that we are created in God's image. Thank you. Today's memory verse is Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Let's say it one more time. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All right. Great job, and have an awesome day.